Well, the DA leader, John Steenhuisen, has made an inauspicious start, or so you would believe if you're reading the media, and indeed, BizNews' favorite columnist, R.W. Johnson. But has it really been that bad? Derek Matthews is the chairman of Grain SA. He is a fourth-generation farmer in the Lichtenburg area. He's been farming himself for 40 years. He's been with organized agriculture since 1994. We're going to get his insights into how Steenhuisen's actually doing from those who are directly involved. So, Derek, you're also a member of the BizNews tribe, and as in that capacity, you would no doubt have picked up that R.W. Johnson is not that impressed with Steenhuisen at the moment. He says that his staff are in chaos. The Roman Kabanek appointment was not a good one. He's had to apply for special permission because his staff members are not properly qualified. Doesn't paint a good picture of the DA leader. Is this what you are seeing from your vantage point?
Yeah, Alec. Yeah, it was very interesting for me to listen to that commentary. And true that John's choice of advisors and staff are politically challenging and has solicited all the comments that it has. For us on the ground who deal with the Department of Agriculture and deal, and have had relationships with the Minister of Agriculture all along and absolutely depend on those relationships to be very good and effective. We're finding, that despite that political challenge that he might have with those people, John is actually doing a great job of getting things done, of actually, where in the past we would put issues on the table with the minister and you could only hope that, by the time the next time you see her a year or the minister a year or two down the line that something would have happened. Whereas, since John has been in office, there have been a number of issues put on the table. They've been dealt with, and they've been executed. So, irrespective of the political issues that he's having, functionally, the department is working. It's actually. I find John to be somebody who really listens. He makes an assessment of what is needed. He will hear us very clearly, and then he will action it. He will decide on what the solution is, what is required, and he will do it. And from that point of view, he's serving us very well.
It was an interesting portfolio, first of all, for him to be offered, and secondly, for him to have accepted. Why do you think that Ramaphosa gave his greatest political rival this opportunity?
Yeah, that is a that's a question that I've spent many hours actually pondering and wondering why. I really don't understand. I don't know if somebody. Or if Ramaphosa might have thought that it's less important or it's less, you can do the least damage there if you want to say, I don't really know why he chose it. But as I said, from our experience in the last three months now, it's really, things are working. And we mustn't. I had the opportunity of speaking. We were at our Agri SA Congress in Cape Town last week, and the Director General, Mr. Ramaphosa, was one of our keynote speakers. And I had the opportunity to chat to him, and I said to him, I thanked him basically for what he was presenting of, the department and what they were doing. And I said to him, ministers may come and go, but it's the functionaries within the department that need to be effective, that need to work, and the relationships need to be great. And right now at this point in time, you know, we're seeing a marked improvement in what's happening in the department.
Do you put it down to Steenhuisen's impact?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think, you know, somebody, what my experience is now of the department, there's a great measure of decisiveness. You know, people, there's an issue, you figure out the solution and you action it, which has been lacking for a long, long time.
But that's very good news, given that agriculture is so critical in the South African context.
It's interesting that you say that, Alec. I've now been, as you know, you just said, I'm part of the business tribe, and I've been following a lot of various forums, both politically and economic forums. And wherever the economy is discussed, you know, the pet topics are energy, of course, politics that affects everybody. Then it's energy, and then it's safety and security, and it's infrastructure. It's, you know, those sort of things. But nowhere is agriculture discussed. And agriculture is the only sector that since, I think the graph that I read this earlier this morning, since 2003 has grown at 3%, which is, and the South African economy by comparison is only grown at 2.1%. We have on agricultural exports, we have for the last decade consistent trade surplus, whereas the rest of the economy has trade deficits 3 out of the 5 years. So why agriculture being such an important pillar of the economy, how come nobody's talking about it? How come nobody's, besides the fact that everybody needs to eat 3 times a day, agriculture is all but ignored?
I drove past the Sadara Agricultural Center just over a week ago, and it was very sad to see how that has gone into decline. My brother-in-law, who was driving with me, said, well, it's because it's all been outsourced. It's all privatized now, that people are no longer going to Sadara to get trained, but they're getting privately trained. Somewhere along the line, it must be working, this new approach, because, as you say, South African farmers are very highly regarded around the world. But that part of it, that part of lack of support from a very basic part of government, are you seeing it?
Yeah, absolutely. Being a student at the Agricultural College in Potchefstroom myself, and at some point serving on the governing body of the college, it rips my heart out to see the decline and the level of, you know, and it's just a mirror image of the rest of South Africa, you know, the decline and the decay that's happened just simply to bad management, you know, and it's bad management because budget allocations were just politically motivated and not business orientated, and we're reaping those fruits, unfortunately. Now, obvious, like in most sectors, the private sector picks up the slack. And it's not that it was outsourced. It's just that if I want my son to go to and get a good qualification in agriculture, you know, there's only one college left that I really would send him to, and that's down in Stellenbosch at Elsenburg. And that's it, you know. The rest, the quality is just not there. So then you look for private sector to come and do the job. And that's why we see it. It's not like it's purposely outsourced. It's just that when the quality is not there, then you go and find something that does have quality.
Are you hopeful that John Steenhuisen can make a difference there as well? Because you have to grow the next generation of farmers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't look after the new and ensure an opportunity and that there are new entrants into an industry, that industry will die soon. So we've got to pay specific attention to that. And at Grain SA, we have a facility out in the Free State where we have a show every year, massive agricultural expo called NAMPO. And that facility is, we're looking at starting a training academy at that facility because we have the facilities and there's this need for training. So again, a private sector initiative that will make sure that the farmers are properly trained in the country.
The other big issue when one talks to members of the public about farming is the farm murders. And clearly that's a political hot potato. Are you expecting that the new Minister of Agriculture will be able to do anything there?
So this is one of the things that I might hesitate a little bit. Yeah, I was a victim of one of those myself. So I understand exactly, you know, how that impacts your family, your life. It's actually indescribable, Alec. But and you don't even get me started on the justice system in South Africa. Policing, fine. We experience world-class policing, but the justice system is absolutely just non-existent. It's terrible. Your question was, can John make a difference there? John was also one of the speakers at our Congress in Cape Town last weekend, and he said, you know, what he can do is he'll be the loudest voice in the room when it comes to those issues, when it comes to the issues of safety and security, when it comes to the issues of infrastructure, roads, rails, harbors, those type of things. He promised us he will be the loudest voice in the room. And knowing John Steenhuisen, he will be the loudest voice in the room. And you know, so if you ask me how much of an impact he can make, I don't know. But this is the best I can wish for right now, is that somebody is going to carry the can for us. And we trusting John to do that to us.
What are the other big challenges that he is facing as the Minister of Agriculture?
Right, so if you look at it on practical, one of the first things that landed on his table would have been the foot and mouth disease. You know, so biosecurity, foot and mouth disease is just one impediment to growing livestock exports and meat exports and so on. So you know that would be one of the. That is one of the first things, biosecurity and ensuring biosecurity, both in animal sciences and plants, is something that is critically important to the sector, and that he's focusing on. Then the other things that he talks about and needs to focus on is expanding our export markets. Like I said earlier, we've been a net exporter for the last 20 years. We have a trade surplus in agricultural exports every year, and that needs to expand. You know, in South Africa, we don't enjoy a lot of government support in the form of subsidies and that sort of thing. So we have to be competitive in world markets, and in order to do that, we have to have access to as wide as possible. We need to be able to produce at the maximum, so that we can export, you know, and that's when profit margins shrink, your business has to grow in order to maintain and keep, you know, so your economy of scale just has to get bigger. And that's an issue, particularly with small scale farming, that is a difficult one to grapple with, you know. To fund and get small scale farmers to produce at a sustainable scale is a huge challenge.
We know that John Steenhuisen was part of the group that went to China with the president, and that China's a huge consumer, clearly, with more than a billion people there. Are you expecting that there can be, well, are there potentials for breakthroughs in that relationship?
I think so. You know, again, I wouldn't say that's just because of John Steenhuisen. I mean, he accompanied the rest of the delegation that went to China. At Grain SA, we've been working on Chinese export protocols for a number of years, and we just recently opened the soybean export protocol. A couple of years back, we opened the maize market into China. So we constantly, where it normally is a government function, industries actually had to get involved and create the capacity where there's been a capacity deficit in government to get this done. And we actually had the Chinese out. We facilitated the conversation and the process to the point where, you know, it takes us a matter of a year and we can actually get a Chinese protocol done. And we're doing that. We're finding more and more markets unfolding in the Middle East for our produce. And we just got to keep doing that, you know. But it's very much a collaboration between the department and industry.
Public-private partnership being a theme, I guess, in South Africa, as we've seen in recent times. And for a change, it's now being encouraged rather than discouraged. But if you look ahead, Derek, what is going to make this term of the new agricultural minister successful? If you look forward 4 years and then say, or even 5 years, and say he was successful because ...
Okay, so if agriculture's voice can be heard, then that would be a huge thing. In other words, if agriculture can find its rightful place in the narrative of this country, both politically and economically, then we certainly will be heard. Because despite not enjoying that privilege, we have had the achievements that we've had over the past 20 years. So the industry is sound. It's quite robust. It's very resilient. It's extremely volatile. Placing agriculture in its rightful place would be wonderful. On a more practical note, within the department, getting all the systems in place that, for instance, a wheat import tariff that needs to be, there's a tariff system put in place for wheat imports. We're a net importer of wheat in this country. And to protect the local producers and the local quality of the wheat, I must say that the millers like the South African quality to protect it from inferior quality from overseas. There's a tariff system. That tariff system triggers on a formula. To get the Minister of Trade and Industry to sign that can take up to 6 months. It costs the farmers billions. So if you can, on a practical level, get the systems in place that everything works efficiently, then his term would have taken agriculture light years forward.
So he's got some markers, and we will be following and progressing this as well. Before we close off, I was talking to the chief executive of Afrimat last week, Andries van Heerden, about your part of the world, Lichtenburg, because they have now bought the Lafarge cement factory. And he says they determined to turn this around, even though it was in far worse condition than he anticipated. Do you know much about that cement factory and how, if you do, how important it is to the district?
So, Alec, my granddad was the fitter and turner that was moved from Whites in the Free State to build the Lichtenburg plant. I do understand it used to be, it was Whites first, Whites Portland Cement, then it became Blue Circle, Hubert Davies, and then eventually Lafarge and now the new, I saw the new name going up on the board just recently.
Afrimat.
Industry in town is critically important. I mean, Lichtenburg is an agricultural town. Lichtenburg, of course, is famous for the biggest diamond rush in the world. There was massive diamond deposits just to the northwest of Lichtenburg. Then, of course, agriculturally, the first agricultural co-op was based in Lichtenburg. And So the town has a mix of cement and grain farming, or mixed farming, really. And it's absolutely critically important. I don't know if you know that over and above AfriMat now, there's also AfriSam, which is the second cement plant. And then there's also a third one went up about 2 years ago called Sapaka. So there are three big cement manufacturers in the area, but that's simply because there's very rich limestone deposits, and it makes sense for them to make the cement here. If they can, you know, if they're energized to turn our town around, what a wonderful thing that would be. I mean, the town is suffering tremendous. Yeah, we used to have a beautiful town, an efficiently run town. The streets are in total disrepair. There's inconsistent water supply, inconsistent electricity. I don't think the municipality has functioned in the last 5 years. I mean, on the road out to my farm, you actually drive through the rubbish dump. I was driving into town one morning and somebody was actually literally dumping a truckload of rubbish on the main road in the street. So I mean, the citizens are just as much to blame. You shouldn't be doing that. But there's just no management. There's just absolutely no management. And if we don't as citizens in town get up, repair the water infrastructure, repair the electricity and all that stuff, it just doesn't happen. So if we can get some fresh energy from a new owner of the cement business, that would be fantastic. It would be great for the town.
I guess also in a broader sense, if South Africa is turned into a construction site, as Dean McPherson, another DA minister, wants to do, well, then Lichtenburg will be booming again, and your municipality will have lots more rates to play with, and hopefully that will have a direct impact as well. Derek Matthews, Chairman of Grain South Africa, farmer from Lichtenburg, member of the BizNews Tribe, lovely talking with you. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.